This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1290, The Many Ways to Use Miss.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you get confused when it comes to using the word miss? Find out the different ways to think about it and clear up your confusion today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome. Michelle, how are you?
I am good. Enjoying 2020 so far. How's Denver?
It's good. Sunny and also snowy, but changes all the time. So, yeah. But it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. You had been living much closer to your family. So
I had been.
That's kind of tough. I mean, do you miss living close to your family?
I do. I especially miss like my niece being around, but that's just a trade-off that I had to make. So I've been home quite a bit at the holidays. I was home for a long time at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So trying to just stay close to them through FaceTime and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so how far away were you before?
How far away was I before when I lived in Boston?
Yeah.
I was like an hour and a half from my brother and from my parents. Yeah. If they were on the South Shore, that was only about an hour's drive. So
that's nice.
Close. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that wasn't. Yeah. Like, cause I've lived away for a while. I'm not far. I'm like four and a half hours, but it's still like a whole thing to go.
And it's a whole day.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for me to move away, but it was a while ago. But I still do miss living near my family. But luckily, I see them pretty often. And like you said, like keeping in touch over video chat and things.
Exactly. I love that. Well, I want to. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about this word, right? Did we get a listener question about the word to miss, the verb? Yeah. Okay. But first, before we do that, Michelle, I do want to announce some of our reviewers in the App Store. I want to say thank you, right? Michelle, how appreciative are we of our listeners here who are using the app?
So appreciative, guys. We're so thankful that you guys are enjoying the show and that you guys, review us. So it means a lot.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and let us know what you think about the app, right? So the iOS app, if you're using it, please leave a review. We've got a bunch of 5-star reviews here. Honestly, I mean, these are good. So Perfect Body 6538, September 30th, left us a 5-star review. Ahmed Karmi left us a 5-star review from Saudi Arabia. Abu Asil, same from the US. And then Mina Ashna from Denmark. Thank you, Mina. Wow. A 5-star review. Plus Mina asked a good question in his or her review. So guys, remember, you can always ask your questions in the reviews and we will see them and we'll plan episodes if they're good questions.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much. We love it.
Yeah, thanks guys. All right, so let's get into this question from Sahar.
Yeah. This is going to be good stuff. I'm excited about this episode.
Okay, so I will read the question, Michelle, all right? Okay. Here we go. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. Thanks a million for covering the conditionals. Now I have another... We did do a series on the conditionals, guys. Go back and look for it on the blog. Now I have another question, and it's about the verb to miss. I've tried to use this verb 2 times in conversations with my native friends, and I have failed. So I had to stop and change the sentence structure in the middle of my conversations, which feels awful. Here are the 2 cases that I was confused about. I wanted to say Amy is not here, otherwise she would ask good questions. I started by Amy is missing, and all of a sudden I felt it was wrong, so I stopped and reworded my statement. Number two, here's the second situation. I wanted to say when you were on vacation, we missed you. I started as you were missed, and it sounded weird. I guess I don't know the difference between you were missing and you were missed. You've been missed. We are missing you and we missed you. Oh my gosh. I really would appreciate it if you could clear this up about as to how missed is used in different ways. You are the best girls. Thank you. Thank you, Sahar. Great question.
Thank you. Oh, wow. So this is a really good question and it's important for connection, right? To be honest about missing someone or, you know, using miss in general, like we're going to talk about a couple different ways here. So this is going to be good. But guys, if you want, go over, because this is going to help you, to episode 206, which is one huge mistake you're making when it comes to missing the bus.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is great. Okay, Michelle. So how should we attack this question? It's a great one.
Yeah, well, I really think that we have to keep the context in mind, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to go into a lot about what the listener asked in just a second. So yeah, here are two sentences. So if I say I missed Amy when she left for college, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But then I could say another sentence is Amy's not here anymore. I guess I missed her.
Yeah. Those are totally different, right?
Yeah. So when I say I missed Amy when she left for college, it could mean something else. But yeah. I would take it to mean that, like, I was sad that she left or I wanted to be with her.
Yeah, exactly. So you're having fond memories of hanging out with her and she's no longer there. So you're feeling bad. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Whereas the Amy's not here anymore. I guess I missed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means that you didn't connect with her because the timing was wrong.
Right. Exactly. She wasn't there when you were there. Right. So let's get into... really what our listener was asking. So one example they said was, so I wanted to say Amy is not here. Otherwise she would ask good questions. I started by Amy is missing and all of a sudden I felt it was wrong. So I stopped and reworded my statement. So this is interesting. I don't really think that there was a problem with that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, she's missing. It just means that she's not present. Right.
Right. Exactly. So I actually thought that was fine. And the second one, I wanted to say when you were on vacation, we missed you. I started as you were missed and it sounded weird. So, I mean, maybe it sounded a little awkward because it's in the passive.
Yeah, that's the only part of it that I don't like. I don't like that being in the passive because we don't really say that very much. There are very specific situations in which you might say you will be missed, right?
Yeah. So I think we do use it, but like maybe in a more formal context, maybe in a card.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Exactly. So it's weird. The part of this that's weird, the only part is just the fact that it's in the passive.
Right. Exactly. But I actually think that it's fine. I think, you know, you're on the right track. So yeah, totally. With how you're using this.
Yeah.
But miss is kind of a complicated word and it has a lot of different meanings, which we'll go through a couple today. But definitely we have that other episode that you can go to also get other things about miss. Right.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, so one thing for miss, I mean, it's basically like we talked about, you didn't get something or you didn't see something, like either you didn't see it or you didn't have a chance to do it or you made a mistake. Right. Yeah. So like I missed the shot.
Yeah. Or I must have missed you. Meaning, again, that's similar to the other example from Zahar where it just the timing was wrong and we didn't see each other. Right. I must have missed you.
Mm-hmm. Or this is common. Oh, no, I have a missed call. That's kind of a chunk, actually.
Yeah, that's a missed call is definitely a chunk that you guys should use. When you miss the call, you don't pick it up. Love it. And then I missed the turn in the car. You could miss a turn easily. I do that all the time.
Right. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then another way you can use it is when something is lost or you're not sure where something is, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm missing my phone.
Yeah, exactly. So this is something you don't know what where its location is. Help me, my dog is missing. Oh, gosh, that would be awful.
Right, exactly. So, like, it's another way to say lost, right? Like, I lost my phone or yes. My dog is lost, right? It's basically that same idea. It makes me think of, like, the missing persons ads.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like, on milk, right?
Oh, do they still do that?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. I don't think they cartons. Do that, but that's, like, an old-timey thing.
That's a very, like, 70s, 80s thing where they used to put, like, the photos of the missing children on milk cartons. It's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Now you just see, like, you know, you see... like ads, like papers, like on telephone poles and things like that.
Yeah, true. Oh man, that's awful. Okay, yeah, so that's another use of it. What else, Michelle? What are some other categories where we use this?
I mean, when you're nostalgic, and guys, this is probably a way that a lot of us use this word, right? You want something that's not there. It's a person who's away, or you know, or something's different. So like, I've missed you so much.
Yeah, that's good. Or I miss my old house. Yeah, I mean, there are times when I feel like I miss my old neighborhood in Boston already, you know, in Min Square. It was so cute. There were so many cute coffee shops. I miss that, you know.
Right, or you could
say, like, come back soon. I miss our daily runs. Any kind of tradition that you've had with someone, that's a good time to use that. I miss our weekly brunch on Sundays. Or, you know, what about you? Is there something you miss, Michelle?
Oh, is there something that I miss? Oh, gosh. That's a really good question. Well, I miss traveling, right? Oh. But hopefully I'll be going around soon. So I'm trying to get that back into my life.
Good, Michelle. That's good. You have to. Also, like, I just feel so alive when I travel. So it's
oh, my gosh. It's the best. It's the actual best.
The actual best.
It is. So, guys, you know, in general, the idea is that this is a complex word and you kind of have to listen for the context, which is what we're going to do in this role play. Okay. So we're not going to go through all of, you know, our listeners' examples here today. Yeah. But, you know, something definitely take a look at the transcripts and try and see, you know, can you figure out what the context is and what it means in each situation. So this is really good. So we're going to go through this now. Think to yourself, is this emotional, like missing a person? Is it practical, right? Like missing the train? What is the conversation about? Because that's going to be a huge help.
Exactly. That's how we start to connect those dots. So what's going on here in this situation, Michelle?
Well, Lindsay, we are best friends and we spend all our time together. But you're away. You went away. Oh, you're on a 3-month job assignment and we're finally catching up on the phone.
Okay, that sounds good. So here we go. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Lindsay, but I miss you. How is everything?
Oh, it's good. I definitely miss home, but I love it here.
Sorry. I can't hear you. Hold on. I'm missing one of my earbuds. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. So that's great.
So I went to this new restaurant. I actually met up with Laura. The food was so good. We were thinking of you. You were definitely missed.
Aw, thanks, Lindsay. I'm so sorry I missed your call the other day, by the way.
Don't worry about it. Oh, shoot. My Uber just missed me. He drove right past me. I gotta go.
Short conversation.
Yeah. No, I like how we integrated the different uses here, right? So the first one, you said, I'm good, but I miss you, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the emotional piece.
Right. And then also you said I miss home, which was also emotional.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm. And then we turned it, right? Because I said I'm missing one of my earbuds, which is the idea of I can't find something.
Right. They're lost, right? And then we had the passive use. So you were definitely missed. Again, guys, less common, but you can use it in some situations. Feels a little more formal to me.
Yeah. I don't know about this one. I have to think about it again because I feel like I would say this. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit different. So you can also just say, we missed you.
Yeah, we missed you. I would say that. I'd be more likely to say that. And then you said, I'm so sorry I missed your call the other day. So again, that was a missed call. You didn't answer, right?
Right. And then you said, oh, shoot. My Uber just missed me. He drove right past me. Gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. So that means he didn't see you. I mean, he got lost, right? So we can see how diverse this word is, right?
Oh my gosh. And it's even more diverse than on this episode. Like, there's so much. Like, we could definitely spend more time on this word.
Yeah, and that's the takeaway for today, guys. I mean, we want you to try out this word in a bunch of different ways. First of all, listen to natives, see if you can connect those dots based on what you've learned today, and then start to use it in those ways.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we, you know, try it out. You know, how do you hear it being used? What is the context? Mm-hmm. And, you know, also think about, what are you talking about before you use it, right?
Yeah.
And also think about, you know, is there a time recently when you might have used this, or maybe when you think, oh, that would have been a good word to use?
Exactly.
So think, is you know, there some time when this would be helpful for me to use it? And think on that now. Is there someone that you miss now, or did you not get something recently? So how does this apply to your life now? That's going to help you use this in your conversations.
Yeah, that's the key to learning anything when it comes to English, right? Is it how can, what does it mean for us, and how can we use it to connect? That's what it always comes back to, guys. Love it.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Oh my gosh. Well, this was such a good question with so much to talk about. We didn't even touch on all of it today, guys, but we can do a follow-up at some point. But thank you for that question, Sahar.
Yeah. And Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been great. I'll see you back on here very soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.